the barriers children face when conducting internet searches. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Children stumble in numerous ways when it comes to searching for and retrieving information on the net. So concludes a Google-sponsored survey by the University of Maryland. Researchers examined the keyword searching techniques of 83 children ages 7 to 11 to understand how kids and adults approach search differently. Maryland professor Allison Druin says children employ several ineffective techniques.
We found that there were kids that were what we call rule-bound searchers, where they might learn something from a peer, from an adult, that says the best results on a result page may be on the first page or the second page. Well, many of these kids would end up taking that as never go beyond the first page. They were so limited by what these rules told them to do. We also saw that there are kids that are very focused on content-specific searches. So somehow they would be very focused on, Star Wars, or they'd be very focused on SpongeBob SquarePants. And anything you ask them, somehow they managed to go to SpongeBob SquarePants to figure out when the vice president's birthday would be. I mean, it was amazing.
Well, how important is it to sort of work with kids to teach them how to do more effective searches? I mean, what is this kind of a basic literacy that it's really important for kids to know?
By creating better tools and by teaching them better techniques, kids won't be limited in the knowledge that they're looking for. And today we know that this is so critical, because when kids think about doing research for papers, doing research for things in their lives that matter to them just at home or that they're curious about, somehow they manage to go to the internet pretty quickly. And so if we have kids that are limited by what they can look for, they're limited in so many ways in terms of their learning.
Allison Druin is director of the University of Maryland Human and Computer Interaction Lab. You've probably heard about the Nexus One, the so-called Google phone, announced yesterday. I put up some links to the best stories and blog posts about the new Android phone. You'll find a link to a review by The Wall Street Journal's Walt Mossberg, who says in his short video review that even though the Nexus One has some weaknesses compared to the iPhone, it is a pretty good smartphone.
This is the first of the Android phones I have seen which I could consider using as my daily handheld computer. And I think with this version of Android and with this hardware, Google has begun to move Android to a new level and to really heat up the competition between itself and Apple and Research in Motion, which makes the ever-popular BlackBerry.
You'll find a link to the Mossberg review on futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.